Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
How are you doing? Take 2. So once again, thank you all for tuning into the most fab business and entrepreneur podcast on the planet.
Right.
And I stand by that.
Tatiana and Michael here. See, I introduced you. How wonderful is that?
I got you. Thank you all for tuning into the Watch with Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. And, you know, guess what, folks? It's episode 168. We've been going that long.
That's a lot of episodes.
168. And so with somebody, these that have now recorded 168 episodes, we kind of feel like we learned a few things.
Can share a tidbit or two.
Yeah. And so this episode, we're going to talk about being invited to the cookout or being invited to the networking event.
Which is better? Is either one better or do we know?
I don't know. Just sometimes that's how it figures.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go with the networking event today.
Right.
All right. So like I said, me and Ms. Parker, if you do 168 weekly episodes and divide it by 52, that means we've been in this a couple of years, 2.5, 3 years.
Right.
Right, about past 3 years. And so this latest networking event we got invited to was dealing with podcasting.
Yeah.
And some of the topics. Well, before you decide to go somewhere, you have to figure out, what's it worth to you?
Is it worth anything for you?
What are you going to get out of it? What do you hope to achieve?
Right.
You know, sometimes people hope to achieve new business contacts.
Yeah.
New social media contacts.
New ideas for content.
Yeah.
Make new connections.
All those things.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really has to be, my favorite phrase, a value add. Okay. Ooh, a value add.
It's a plus, not a minus.
Yeah.
Because if the only thing I lose is my time,
that's not a value add. That is a value detract.
Oh, it's negative. That means the event was negative.
Right.
If all I come back to me talk about is, well, that was a waste of time.
Not that you hosted a negative event, but that there was nothing positive, new, fresh, exciting for you to pull out of it. That doesn't mean someone else that wasn't there didn't have a totally opposite experience. They may be at a different stage in their life. But for you, it was no value add.
Yeah. And a lot of times people say, always be teachable. And sometimes being teachable is fine. Also, I need to be getting something out of it.
Yeah, I need to get something out of it.
Yeah. And so...
you made sure I hit the right button that time.
Yeah, watching our hands.
I made sure it was all the way over.
Yeah. So me and Ms. Parker started looking at, you know, what they said they were going to discuss.
What's the topic?
What's the topic they're going to discuss at this same event?
Right.
First one they talk about is starting the podcast. Yeah. I'm sorry. Been podcasting.
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I was at a TED Talk on YouTube before that. I'm like five. Just uploading content.
Right.
So for me, it's like, I don't see what value will be added to me listening to somebody talk about starting a podcast.
Yeah.
Nothing negative. No, it's just...
That's not for me.
Yeah.
So that's not for me.
That's what the first thing is starting off with. Mm. We already...
We already like going down the hill.
Yeah, we are going down the hill.
Because, and let me tell you why. That lets me know that your target audience may not suit me.
Yes.
Your target audience from that very first topic lets me know this is starting out for newcomers.
I shouldn't be like in the catch-all group.
Yeah, this is like an interest meeting.
Yeah, and right? That's what I'm saying. We, as people that's been doing this for like 3 years, I feel that we should not be sitting at the same table with somebody who has not recorded a podcast episode.
Right. But this is the thing. If the table consists of, we're going to feast on how to start your podcast, then those individuals that have not started one, that is the right table for them.
Yes.
For individuals that's been doing it more than once.
Yeah.
That is not the right table for them.
So it's not a fit.
That's not a fit.
Well, first off, it's
not a fit. So it makes you kind of go,
What'd you say? Been there, done that.
Right. Whether it's free or you're paying for it.
So even though next, we go and look at what's the second topic that they're going to talk about.
Right.
And the second topic is showing up for your audience.
In a roundabout manner, yeah.
Okay. So, for me, when you're podcasting, one of the first things you're trying to do is to even define your audience.
Yeah.
And so, for us, our target audience should be business people, entrepreneurs, people who are looking to start a business, podcasters, people of that nature.
But you know what? I can even probably take you, can walk it back. What does that mean? Showing up for your audience.
Okay, so see, now like, you went.
What does that even mean?
I wasn't even going to question the verbiage.
I'm questioning it because I'm confused.
So showing up for your audience, I don't know. Does that mean you're doing it weekly? Are you doing a bi-weekly podcast?
Is it how to focus on call to actions? Is it engagement?
Are you being interactive?
I don't know. What does that mean? Like showing up for your audience, semicolon, finish the sentence.
It needed more.
What does that mean?
It was like a rocket skipped the surface of the water and kept going.
Mm.
You know, it didn't plunk down. It just hit.
You already started with, hey, let us show you how to make your very first episode of your podcast. And it's like, okay, now we're going to teach you how to show up for your audience. You don't even have a fucking audience. You don't even have a podcast. So what are we doing? So A is for extreme newbies.
Yes.
B is for the old heads. The ones with skin in the game. Are we mixing the two?
And that's where
how do you mix the two?
And that's where they people say your network is where it would determine your net worth. And I'm just like, where am I going?
And exactly, if I'm in a room, if A and B are in the same room mingling, A can gain a lot from B. B's only going to be giving to A. So what am I getting? So at this point in time, B has to be able to network in some capacity with the presenters because they're a level ahead of them.
Yes. But does that really happen most of the time?
No, that does not happen. They usually stand off in a corner or they go to another room, or they're behind a curtain or a wall, or they're just working so hard with the sit-up.
Or they're just mingling with everybody, and they don't ever have a free session.
It's so generic.
So now we're at 2 points. We're on 2 points already. And for people like us, we're like, I don't like over two. So, I mean, like I say, not bashing anything, but just
absolutely not
stating the facts. All right. So then, another topic that was brought up
in a roundabout manner
is they want to ask you, they want to talk to you about how to create a trailer for your podcast. Okay. Let's put a star by this. First of all depends on your podcast host. If you can even have a trailer at all.
Well, what's the host? What do you mean host? The person talking on the mic?
No, the hosting site. I'm sorry, the hosting site. Wherever you decide it is going to be the platform that hosts and distributes your podcast. If they do not have an area that says set up your podcast trailer to be played before your podcast start playing, then you can't create a trailer.
He says you can't create a trailer.
You can't. if their hosting site does not have the capabilities of you making and storing a trailer to be played before every episode, then you can't technically create a trailer that is not there.
So do you think that'll be part of the initial topic of, you know, helping you make your first podcast?
Well,
that's a lot.
It's a lot because that's this is lot. The thing. There are a number of podcast players. People know of the main big ones.
Yeah.
I ain't got to talk about them.
Right. And I was sure about to just spell some names.
Yeah.
But I mean,
if you're low tech means, you know, you're just using, like we are, mics and some cameras and laptops, recording equipment. You don't have a big studio set up
right.
with cameras and
right.
phasing equipment and phase out microphones and EQ keyboards and all that.
We ain't got no low lights.
I ain't got none of that.
We just got light.
Just got the highlight.
Yeah.
I mean, the ceiling light. So those things right there, most people that start podcasts, low tech, low budget.
Which yeah. means
they using what dollars they got.
Bare minimum.
To get a podcast yeah. out there. And they're probably not going to go spend the most expensive package on their podcast host. And also you got to remember, hosting sites have package plans.
Yeah.
You got the free, which ain't going to give you much. You got some basics, a platinum, some upper levels. All that costs money. So that could even determine the fact if you can put a trailer on your podcast.
Yeah. But again, you're still so A, right? And B, A really isn't going to be ready to talk about trailers and stuff. B, who was talking about, you know, learning their audience, they may be ready to talk about trailers. They may, or they may be like, I don't know my audience enough to determine, you know, what kind of trailer I want to do.
I'll even give you this nugget. If you want a trailer, you need to have it recorded before you drop episode one.
You sure do. I mean, but you can always go in, expand, enhance, elevate. We like yeah. those words.
Yeah, but those type of things. But if you coming out the gate trying to swing.
But nobody really ever comes out the gate swinging like that. Not people going to these types of networking things. Like, now, bigger, you know, much larger platforms. Those people, they'll remain nameless, you know, 50 million views.
Yeah.
They have that kind of built in because they have a team.
They got the engine already.
Yeah, they just need to be there, right?
They just need to be the talent that makes it go boom.
That's it. That's literally it.
Like, so, me and Ms. Parker are the talent, the engineers, the owner, the operator, the segwayers,
right?
The everything. The distributors, the editors, the set uppers, the set downers, the take it
wait,
us,
wait,
take it down.
Set downers. I don't know what that is.
Set it up, we set it down. I mean,
we don't set nothing down. You maybe set things up, but you take things down.
Yeah, all that. But yeah, so now we're on the third topic, and it's kind of like,
yeah, it's a lot.
Baseball This might be two strikes.
Might be two strikes and one ball. Yeah. But then the whole premise switches to now it's talking about, you know, really working with a gender, you know, gender specific empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait. What are we doing? Are we talking about starting a podcast? Or are we talking about female, you know, empowerment? What are we doing? Like, okay, that's a lot.
It's a lot going on.
That's a lot. Where are we going?
And it sounds like it's something to take up space.
But I'm like, where are we? I don't know. I don't feel the connection, right?
So
usually there's a theme.
Yeah.
I don't get a theme.
So like for Ms. Parker and me, Ms. Parker is co-owner, which means she's a female business.
Right.
She's a female business owner, which means in the grant world, she can go apply for grants for our company because right.
It's minority owned.
It's minority owned, yeah. And it's partially owned by a woman.
Yeah.
But is that the same talk you want to have with how to start a podcast?
I'm just trying to, I don't understand, you know? I don't know.
I'm going to bring up a show. And on this female empowerment group, this is one of me and Ms. Parker's favorite show. And I'm going to talk about it because it's funny right now. We watched The Gilded Age. It's finished season 3.
I love it. Oh, I just...
And we was watching the episode where they had the woman suffrage group.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was a multicultural room of women.
Yeah.
Basically trying to figure out how to get the women
the
right to vote.
Yeah, about 5 women in the room. Okay, maybe about 15.
Wonder.
It was more women at the balls than in the room trying to gain the right to vote, to be able to have a say-so, right?
To be business owners.
To have an opinion that matters, that actually counts. You know what I'm saying?
I just wonder if we could dig them up and bring them back and set them down in 2025. What would they think about the women of tonight?
Well, they definitely think they... was showing a lot of skin. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
I was just talking about the mental aspect.
I get that. They ain't gonna get to the mental without seeing the outside.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, it's just us and cheeks everywhere.
They don't clutch their pearls, you know, their dresses went up to their chin.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, yeah, them out the house.
Right. Skin to their client dress.
So when you hear that women empowerment thing. In the same context with let's start a podcast, how to show up for your audience, and how to put a trailer.
Yeah. It's very different. It's like
where's the thing?
It's an entree that's not cohesive. It's a New York runway show that it's pieces and not a collection, right?
That's the key to say. How my food touching.
Yeah.
I don't think my food touching.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
the juices from the peas is touching.
Yeah,
cornbread socket.
I was saying, I like my cornbread socket. Anyway, it's just not. It should be a single thread interwoven that connects and flows and funnels and walks you through. You should be able to go from A to B, right, and stay on a path.
It gives me. Jack of all trades, master of nothing.
It gives me, you don't know your own audience. That's what it gives me.
But see, that's the thing.
It gives me, I'm trying to catch everybody.
And this,
you don't know your own audience.
And I think that is what is the problem with networking events. They are so
hodgepodge.
Yes, it's just a catch-all.
Yep.
I need 1,000 people at $20 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what 1,000 people it is. I need 1,000 people at $20 a ticket.
You can bring your friend because drinks are going to be served and music will be played.
Or I just need to make sure the venue is packed, even if it's free.
Right.
Because
I need this footage.
You need to bring content for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to try to get everybody. And now we're at the point where these catch-alls...
is wasting my time.
You throwing the net out, the fish done got around the net, and you pull the net back, and you got...
trash.
You got water bottles.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. Ocean debris.
Yeah, you got water bottles.
Just debris, you know, old tennis shoes, old tennis balls, water bottles, stuff you're not trying to catch.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of trying to have something 3 and 4 days, trying to catch everybody, anybody, why don't you just, you know, condense it, make it one day and have a real targeted audience? Because I don't want to waste my time trying to hear you tell me how to set up a podcast when I've been doing it for 3 years. Hell, I can probably tell you how to set it up.
And another thing that is kind of taking the networking fun out of networking events is that for us, we have a business website, business email.
Right.
They have business cards.
But y'all, I know what you're going to say.
And then you start talking to people and they're like, oh, this is my Instagram page.
I'm sorry, sir. How can I reach you?
Or this is my YouTube page. Or this is my Facebook page.
You got an email address? No, because you need it. But it should that be your primary source of contact?
Yeah, message me on Facebook. Just send me a message.
You got an email address?
No. And I'm just like, how are we actually conducting business?
And connecting. Other than a like, or what is it, a double tap?
Conducting business.
Yeah.
At networking events. This is the part that's missing.
Yeah.
Where is the business aspect?
Well, you would need like-minded individuals to be able to be on that level. And because they are really just catch-alls, begin, you know, newbies, neos to old heads, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard.
Because people are now getting to the point that dollars are being wasted. Right. Times are being wasted.
And we've gone to a few and walked out and I'm like, I wish I could get my refund back.
My time.
Boy.
Shit, you can keep the money sometimes.
You can keep the dollars.
My time was so much more valuable because a lot of time for us, we're taking away from something to do these other things.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something that burns me up even more.
Just let me know.
They actually waste vendors' times.
Oh,
yeah. When if it's 75 people in the room, 3 people go purchase from a vendor. I'm like, y'all cut it out. Y'all see these vendors set up. Go buy something. Go talk to them. But then, hell, you get over there and the vendors don't open their lips. You're like, you know what? Got it.
And that is something that, like you said, we've been on both sides.
Yeah.
Hell, I think we've been on down every side of the aisle. Uh-huh. We've vended. We've purchased from vendors. We've podcasted in events. We've wrote about events we podcasted on or been to and all that stuff. And when we think about it, sometimes when you do go to the vendor that opens their mouth first, you kind of end up getting a good rapport with them.
Uh-huh.
Like even a lot of times when I was doing the vending and stuff with the apparel, I always made sure I said, "Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Watch for the Hook. Blah 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 blah. It's always a spiel. Now, whether or not they purchased, that's on them. But I felt like I greeted you correctly.
Right.
Even Miss Parker, she's there. He stands there with a smile on her face.
Don't sit down.
Yeah. That's one of the things we call vendor etiquette.
Yeah.
Even if there's a chair behind your table, you gotta stand up most of the time.
Stand up.
Because when you stand up, you look warm and inviting.
Yeah.
Moving around your setup table.
But I mean, you'll get there and it's vendors that don't come from behind a table, won't stand up. Well, you'll walk past and speak to them. They'll spout out, you know, all the info about the items on the table. Won't ever get up to come over to anyone else's table, not just yours.
Yeah.
Anyone else's table to see what they have. Do they want to purchase it? It's just selfish, okay? And then you wonder why you can't grow.
And it's sad because that's the mentality we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give a little to get a little.
You do.
That's what we've always seen. There's no way I can expect somebody to come by and buy from me if I'm not willing to go dibble and dab with you.
Yeah. And I mean, that kind of behavior has just simply spilled over into the networking events. You click up with who you came with.
Oh, them seven folk that stay over there to the right.
Yeah.
Eight folk that stay to the left.
Yeah, they don't, you know.
The 12 people in the middle.
It's the same thing. So at this point, now you're trying to see, you know, who is on the same level as I am? You know, who should I be connecting with? But now they've clicked up and you're like, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to go home. Like, I'm going to give you some french fries and go home.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah.
But Ms. Parker, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Sitting down with us. I was like, because the audience.
That's right.
We include y'all.
Yeah.
And you know, hey, it's football season. We know y'all going to be out there having a good old time. We just want y'all to know. Always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Just let y'all know. Might not be there forever. Just giving you a little insight, little heads up. You know, hey, what they say, next day you're here, next day you're gone. So you like our apparel, bring your ass on. Come get it. Because it might not be there forever. Catch y'all next time.